Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's covering your Buckeyes for Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Dylan, how's it going?
Doing good, Jake. Weather's looking pretty good for the rest of the week. Booked my tee time for tomorrow, and I get to see the family over the weekend. It's pretty nice.
I was about to ask. Of course the tee time's booked for the weekend.
Well, obviously. I mean, that's a given.
Now, we've golfed at least once this year, right?
No, this is the first time. It's kind of like a pitcher, you know, warming up for the year. He's got to get his innings in first, you know, quick nine here and there. Then you go and play the big 18s against your friends and stuff. So I just got to get loose.
Yeah, definitely going to be something that, listen, your golf game might be something we have to keep an eye on, all right?
I'm always posting it on X and stuff and keeping track of everything there. I'm like, if anyone cares or anything like that, but, you know.
Hey, still fun. Still worth the update. At DY Felt, shameless plug out of you to drop it in there knowing I had to drop it after.
Of course.
But I did want to talk a little Ohio State with you. Before we get into the spring game, and we'll talk a little Browns here too and what's going on in the draft. But before we get into the spring game itself, the Buckeyes took a trip to the White House as a part of their national championship. You go to the White House after. We do this all the time. And Vice President J.D. Vance, obviously, graduate from Ohio State, got his opportunity to hold the trophy. And Dylan nearly snapped the thing in half. I mean, the base of the trophy went rolling on the ground. I got to start out by asking you, let's put yourself in J.D. Vance's shoes. You get the opportunity to hold the trophy. If you drop it, is there any coming back?
I mean, well, first off, thank goodness he's in politics and not in any type of sports there, because the hands are definitely unreliable there.
Yeah, a little buttered up, fumble problem.
There's no way you're coming back from that one. I mean, listen, even as the vice president, like that's horrendous. I mean, Tom Brady, when he threw that trophy there, it was a dicey call there, but he still managed to pull it off. Even then, you give him some lenience, but I mean, man, that would have got some Ohio State fans heated there.
Yeah, that would not have been great. Again, to be one of your very own, I think it hurts a little bit double.
Exactly.
But I do want to talk about the spring game because, Dylan, taking place back on Saturday, the spot that obviously I think every Buckeyes fan is going to be the most enthralled with is going to be the quarterback spot. You had Will Howard onto the NFL draft. You got a couple of places you can go, Lincoln Kienholz, Julian Sayin, you got David Sinclair. Which one of those guys do you look the best?
To me right now, I still think that it's Sayin. I know the last time we talked about the quarterback battle for Ohio State, I said that it was Sayin, and I'm still sticking with that. He looked phenomenal. I know that he wasn't with the starters there, but there was a couple of seam shots where it was just like, man, that was pretty impressive. I think that he's a guy that can make any throw on the field. He looked good in the pocket. Like I said, a couple of great throws there too. I mean, it's definitely going to be a battle that heads into the fall between Kienholz and Sayin, but ultimately I think Sayin probably has the edge over Kienholz right now, but it's definitely not his job for sure.
Nothing like a quarterback battle coming in. That worked out really well last time for Buckeyes fans, right? That felt good.
Yeah, no kidding.
As we keep looking along, though, it's going to be a little bit of a conversation about the different positions here, because a lot of them, Ohio State was just so much, they were just older. They were an experienced team, especially, you know, on the defensive end, where they brought back practically their entire defense from last year into this championship team. Well, when you do that, you don't bring them back the next year. A lot of guys moving on to the NFL and just moving on from football in general. How did the defense look? And more specifically, I think the question centers around that defensive line that lost just about everything they had.
No, I definitely think that the defensive line is going to be the biggest question heading into this year. I mean, you lose four starters to basically the NFL draft at this point. It's going to be pretty concerning. Obviously, there's a couple of guys that are still pretty solid up there. I mean, you got a couple of rotational pieces from last year. Curry's in there as an edge rusher, Houston, McDonald on the interior there. But ultimately, it's going to be a case of, you know, there's not going to be that many veterans. And, you know, there was one thing last year where the offensive line was the biggest concern. You kind of made do with it. And that's going to have to be the case here with the defensive line moving forward into this season. I know there are reports so far right now on going around on X about Bo Atkinson visiting Ohio State. He's a transfer portal guy from North Carolina. That could be a good addition there. Pretty good edge rusher. He had two seasons, 11 sacks. You know, that's something that you got to potentially hit on a little bit in the portal there. We know that Coach Day has done a pretty good job utilizing the portal, but ultimately, I mean, if you're not making the slam dunk moves right now to go get those guys, you're just going to have to make do with what you have.
If, I mean, you mentioned the offensive line is the issue from last year to this year, being now the defensive line more than likely. Well, the offensive line wasn't particularly good last year. They're losing Josh Simmons, they're losing Donovan Jackson, they're losing Seth McLaughlin. How did a reshaped offensive line look early on in a spring game where it's probably still too early to tell?
Well, I think that was the one thing that really Coach Day did a pretty good job of addressing early on when the transfer portal opened up. He got a couple of guys automatically through there. I think it's looking better than what we expected from last year. There, obviously, it's not going to be something that's a total strength of the team, but I think, again, it's looking pretty solid. And I think the one thing on top of that, too, is the fact that, you know, they do have rotational pieces there and the depth is decent, which is something that you definitely struggled to have last year. So knowing that you have that confirmation again of just having people behind that can step up, it's going to be huge for them. And I think that that's going to play into some huge success for whoever the starting quarterback is heading into the season.
All right, Dylan, last one here on the spring game and everything attached to it. Is a Cleveland guy? I got to know. Bo Jackson gets his first opportunity in the Scarlet and Gray. How'd he look?
He looked pretty good. You know, it's really good to see the Cleveland guys represent. I know, obviously, Akron area down here, you're more the Cleveland, but I still root for the Cleveland guys. And, I mean, he looked awesome. I know 13 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. The case with him, though, is obviously going to be it's just there's a lot of guys there at these positions that are pretty darn good, too. You know, you got James Peoples, who had some experience with the team last year. And then you had transfer coming in from West Virginia, C.J. Donaldson. They look pretty solid. I think that it's a case of, you know, once those guys potentially move on, you know, you'll start to see them more. But I definitely think that he has a bright future ahead of him, especially you could potentially see him in that role that James Peoples had last year where he's that third back. You need to eventually go to someone there, you know, he could be that guy.
Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dylan, I mentioned Ohio State Buckeyes, where you do a lot of your work there over on SI, but also a contributor on Cleveland Browns on SI. So I can definitely get you going on the Browns as well here. I do, though, it's a fun dynamic that you have covering the NFL team and then the college game as well. You definitely get to see the thing full scope, guys going college career, shaping their way into the NFL, where the draft gets to be a little bit of your sweet spot, where it all collides. I did want to get your opinions here as we get to the running back spot. Obviously going to be a point of need for the Browns, and with it being as deep as a running back class as it is, everybody loves Ashton Jeanty. A lot of people like, you know, the Omarion Hamptons, the two guys from Ohio State. If the Browns were to wait, let's say fourth round or later before they ended up taking a running back, a couple of guys that you think stand out maybe against the grain of the well-known names.
I think there's definitely this is the draft where you don't have to spend top tier draft capital on a running back. I think that especially with so many other needs with this team, you definitely need to just at least wait a little bit on that running back position. There are a couple guys that I like. One in particular that I wrote about, Damian Martinez from Miami. I really like him a lot, considering that he can play all three downs, in my opinion. He's got good size to him, 6 foot, 230 guy. It's pretty much basically all you want there. I know the experience is a little bit limited there, just because he's only played 3 years in college, kind of got limited snaps here at Miami with another running back committee there. But ultimately speaking, like I said, he's a guy that could play all three downs. You know, in a pairing with Jerome Ford and him would be honestly spectacular, because then you can have Damian Martinez early downs, Jerome Ford on the third down. I would love that combination. Another guy that I do like too is Devin Neal, the kid from Kansas. Someone that's pretty similar to Damian Martinez too, is just, you know, three down ability, can also play in, you know, the receiving game a little bit there too. I think that once again, this is a class where if you look at these guys in the mid rounds there, you could find something. And I mean, I've talked to multiple people within the media too, and they agree, like, this could potentially lead to, you know, 10 plus starters out of this class. You never know, and especially, too, with how many rotational guys there are in the running back position. I mean, it's a perfect time.
No doubt about it. I mean, running back going to be a place they definitely have to look. One of the things people always focus on when they talk about draft time is who can get the steals of the draft, right? Either a guy falls, you end up picking him up, but also the spots where you look at a guy that just has late-round value or value that just doesn't equate. If there's one guy you like for the Browns who maybe you feel like is playing well above where he's being comped right now in draft style, what's one of those guys?
We're talking to like a late round guy, because there's one in particular that I feel like might be kind of a cheat, and it's kind of putting together both Ohio State and I'm still going to do it. Donovan Jackson, if you could get him at pick 33, I'm sorry. That's just something that would be absolutely magnificent for this team. Considering that you need so much help on the offensive line, you don't have any of these all the pieces are moving around and stuff. If you can get a guy like Donovan Jackson, who is just, he can play anywhere on the offensive line, he's proved it, and you can get him in the second round, that's perfect. And I know, obviously, with the quarterback spot and the rumors of potentially trading up into the first round involving that pick, that's going to play a factor. But I mean, if for some reason he falls, you got to go and take him.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly comfortable having that man block for, well, I guess Joe Flacco potentially this year, and then whatever the world stores, yeah, heading into 2026, maybe even 2025, you really don't get to pick it out and just be absolutely certain. Another spot, of course, of concern for the Browns after letting go of Juan Thornhill. Welcome to Steelers country, Juan. Is there a corner or a safety, excuse me, in the draft? Obviously, I think we can probably rule out the first round. pretty closely rule out the second round, in my opinion. So is there anybody later on that you really like at the safety spot?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like safeties definitely get undervalued in the draft. Obviously, kind of the same thing with running backs. But this safety class is phenomenal. There is a couple of guys, depending on where they line up in this year's draft and how teams value the safety position, it's going to be, you could potentially find some guys in 3, 4, in those types of rounds there. One name that I would probably keep an eye on, Kevin Winston Jr. Obviously, he didn't play that much out of Penn State this last year, dealt with an injury. But the tape that he's put on throughout his time there has been phenomenal, even though it is limited. I mean, if he does fall, that's someone that you should definitely keep an eye on. A couple other ones, obviously going down the Ohio State pipeline, Lathan Ransom, always reliable there. Sebastian Castro, Ohio State fans maybe remember him, played at Iowa there. A little bit of a veteran, obviously older there, graduate student, but he's someone that definitely has the IQ and can play multiple positions out there. I think those are some of the guys that you should be looking out for coming in the later rounds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Dylan, I'll get you out of here at this one. If you're looking at quarterback for the Browns, either as a second option as a quarterback in the draft, or you decide to really just hold on and wait past the top 3 or 4 rounds, is there a guy that's falling down in the draft, quarterback, that you feel like is at least worth a dart throw down there?
You know, I hate to say it, but Kyle McCord doesn't sound that bad. Look, I think it's a case of he's a guy that can play in a system, and obviously you know how he was at Ohio State. We all understand that, but when you turn on the tape at Syracuse, it's a lot better. I think he really grew from his time at Ohio State, and once he got to Syracuse, he started to develop more. I mean, if he's later rounds there, if we're talking like day 3, I wouldn't mind it at all. Especially to, you know, there's not going to be that caveat of, hey, you got to play this kid automatically, like you have Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett at that point. I mean, he's a system guy, and I feel like he would be okay in a Kevin Stefanski system.
All right, Dylan, I appreciate it. Good stuff. And I'll look forward to talking to you definitely after the draft at some point here, where hopefully the Browns land a Buckeye somewhere.
No kidding. Thanks, Jake.
Yep. Again, Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what Dylan had to say coming back as well. I think it's worth the question. The Browns wanted to wait. Would you be okay if it was all the way down to Will Howard being the first quarterback off the board? 216-474-0092. We'll take your calls and more. In the meantime, though, let's get to an Andrew Hody 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.